From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Here we go again. This morning, Governor Newsom was served with an intent to recall. That's according to Politico. The group behind this latest recall effort is Rescue California, citing the state's soaring budget deficit, immigration crisis, public safety, and high taxes as reasons, to name a few. Recall efforts against Newsom and prior governors are really, they're nothing new. But you may remember that the latest attempt on Newsom, it actually made it to the ballot back in 2021, and Governor Newsom easily defeated the recall by a margin of 61% to 38%. Cap Radio politics reporter Nicole Nixon just returned from the state capitol and is here to tell us more about this latest recall attempt. Good afternoon, Nicole.
Hello.
So what has Governor Newsom said?
Well, he tweeted this morning, I'll just quote it, Trump Republicans are launching another wasteful recall campaign to distract us from the existential fight for democracy and reproductive freedom. We will defeat them. End of tweet. This is a similar strategy that Newsom took during the 2021 recall, tying the recall proponents to former President Trump, who's politically toxic for anyone in California who's not a Republican, and saying it's a distraction from the important work he's trying to do.
The group behind this latest effort is called Rescue California. What do you know about them?
Well, this group formed during the 2021 recall of the governor. That, you know, qualifying a recall is something that takes a lot of organization. And even though that recall was not successful, they have stayed together and are, you know, here's their latest effort to recall Newsom. They are listing a lot of the same reasons from that first recall, and it's really hard to believe that this was 3 years ago now. They're talking about immigration. It's arguably even more of a political issue for Democrats now. Public safety, also arguably a bigger political issue for Democrats now. They're pointing to this big budget deficit, which has grown to $73 billion. And there are some differences between this current recall attempt and the first one. It's really worth pointing out that the 2021 recall, it was kind of a perfect storm. There was the pandemic going on. They were able to go to a judge and say that because of the pandemic, they got an extension on signature gathering. So they had months of additional time to get those signatures. This was around the exact same time that the governor was spotted at this posh Napa restaurant, the French Laundry. This was the exact same time he was telling people to stay home because of COVID-19. So that made people very angry. And that was just all these perfect conditions that allowed for that recall in 2021. Now, qualifying a recall of a statewide official is a huge challenge. It'll be a really big hurdle for them to replicate that, but it's not impossible.
Mm. So actually making it onto the ballot, a recall attempt, is one thing and is rare, as you say. But actually pushing for recalls, I mean, Governor Newsom has received multiple attempts, and I think this goes back many, many governors. All governors face recall pushes at some point.
Correct. The Secretary of State's website says since 1913, there have been 180 recall attempts of state elected officials in California. 11 recall efforts collected enough signatures to qualify for the ballot, and the official was recalled in 6 instances. So the last 110 years, 180 attempts, 6 successful recalls in California.
Okay, yeah. So that's just like a fraction of a percentage in, you know, roughly a century. So the group behind this latest effort, Rescue California, they say they have like hundreds of people lined up as official proponents for this recall. I would imagine it's going to take a lot more than that to actually qualify. So walk us through the process of what would need to happen.
Yeah, at the very beginning of a recall attempt, it's a lot of administrative stuff. It starts by serving papers to the elected official of an intent to recall them from office. Basically, they're saying officially, we don't like your performance. We are going to collect signatures to try to remove you. That is what is happening today. From there, Newsom has a chance to respond officially to this petition that will be filed with the Secretary of State. And I think this is the response that would go in a voter guide if this does go to an election. There's some like approval and a bit of waiting here, but then the group can begin gathering signatures. They have 160 days to gather signatures. 160 days from today is early August. So that is about the timeline we're looking at. And to recall a statewide official like the governor, they need to gather signatures equal to 12% of votes cast during the last election for that office. So in this case, that equals signatures from just over 1.3 million registered California voters. So it's a huge undertaking. Again, they did it before, but they had very favorable conditions and more time because of the pandemic.
Finally, Nicole, I mean, a recall doesn't have to make it onto the ballot to have an impact. What kind of impact do you think this could have on Governor Newsom's time, energy, focus, and just priorities?
Well, for now, not a huge impact for him. You know, he's going to submit a response. Right now, he can already point to it and say, look, they're trying to remove me again, you know, campaign and fundraise off it. But certainly, you know, once this does, or if this does qualify for the ballot, then it becomes a huge problem for Newsom. He spent tens of millions fighting the recall in 2021.
Nicole, thank you for the update.
Thanks.
That is Cap Radio state politics reporter Nicole Nixon. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio.